This is Dr. Adam Goldstein with Behind the Scenes. We're talking with Dr. Benjamin Wilfund, Professor-in-Chief in the Division of Bioethics at Washington School of Medicine, about accepting brain death. And Dr. Wilfund, I just wonder, where are we going to be at 10, 20 years from now? What are we going to be talking about when we talk about ethics and brain death? Are we going to be where we are at now, or will we be at a different place?
That's a great question. You know, I might have had a different answer before these cases, because I think that before these cases, I think there was more of a growing appreciation of the some of the inherent, I won't say contradictions, but the inherent problems of brain death. And by problems, I mean the ambiguities about the fact that some parts of the brain are functioning, but other parts of the hypothalamus are not. Perhaps a part that is really most critical is the cognitive, the cortex and cognitive thinking, and some people have argued for even the notion of death to be defined higher, so it's whenever there's loss of cognitive functioning, even when there is the cortex, even when there is a brainstem functioning. So that's one direction it's gone. The other direction it's been going has been looking at what's now called donation after cardiac death, which are circumstances where people are not yet brain dead, and yet there's a willingness to donate organs. But in that circumstance, because we want to believe that people are dead, we go through this very bizarre process where we take them off the ventilator, wait for their heart to stop, then restart their heart, but they're dead already, and now we just have got their heart going again, and now we can take their organs. Those are pretty bizarre circumstances, and people have said these are kind of a bit incoherent, and maybe we need to rethink when we can take organs, and maybe we no longer have to use what's called the dead donor rule, which is why we call somebody brain dead for the purposes of organ donation. And maybe it is acceptable to take organs out of people who are alive in some circumstances when there is a belief in irreversible loss of functioning. So that's where I think things might have been going. I actually think, if anything, these two cases actually are going to result in an appreciation that perhaps we need to be very clear about the idea of brain death being death, just as 18 is the age of majority for making decisions, even though there's ambiguity about what people's capacity are. I think this will actually keep us where we are more than we might have otherwise gone.
Well, we appreciate that. It sounds like, despite science that will continue to explode in what it can see, we might still get more clarity on consensus around this issue. And we thank you for being with us behind the scenes, Dr. Benjamin Wilfund. Thank you.
Thank you.